So next on the list was Alex Baker defeats Josh Shilo, TKO, round three.
So this one I'm probably the most proud of.
Okay.
Of the night. Because Alex is green. Alex doesn't, you know, he's got a couple of jiu-jitsu tournaments. He's a blue belt. I've seen some good things. I've seen some bad things in those tournaments. And in training, I've seen some great things, and I've seen some things I didn't like. And I wasn't sure what I was going to get, what Alex I was going to see. Me and him had a conversation, and, you know, he even told me he lost sleep over it. Because I was just keeping it real with him, just being like, yo, like, if you come in there and, you know, concede and stuff, you're not going to be happy with what you did. You're going to be embarrassed. But if you fight, like, we have no fear and just do your thing, like, you'll be very proud of it. And you could do something special. And he fought like how I knew he could fight. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know if I was going to get it or not. I didn't know if that was going to be, you know, going into someone's first fight, you know, you learn a lot about yourself. And I think we've learned that Alex Baker is, like, going to be a serious problem. We didn't know. But now, I knew it was a possibility. And then seeing what he did in there, super impressed. And, you know, he's long. He's, like, he's going to be tall, longer than everybody he fights. So we have to, you know, approach long-term, like, knowing that. But I just think, I was so proud of him. He beat, you know, he beat that kid's ass all over the cage.
Okay.
It was very one-sided, and I was really proud of him.
So, he fought at 135 pounds, and, you know, you're proud of him. Do you think that's a good weight class for him? I know it's his first fight, but do you think that's a good weight class for him, like, you know, throughout his whole amateur career? Or
I would say yes.
Okay.
I would say yes. I think with him and Brett, it's possible that we could see at 25 in their future.
Yeah, okay.
In the pros. But I think 35 for amateurs, maybe even some 40s, if, you know, not as high as 45, but maybe a catch weight of 40 if he wants to not cut weight.
Okay.
But I think, you know, he has a possibility at both those guys could be like he could be a crazy puzzle at 25.
Good. Okay. Well, that's good advice, you know, for he's green, like you said, you know, you're in the UFC, you know about cutting, you know about, you know, being the bigger guy in a fight, you know, or being the smaller guy. And that's good advice right. For him to stay at 35, maybe not, you know, for now, or maybe even go down to 25, like you said, as a pro when you know how to do it. All right.
Yeah.
So go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. I liked what I saw in that. That TKO was like, that was like, it's hard to kind of put someone on their butt and overwhelm them so much in 2 minute rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought each round he could have done that. And then the kid he fought was no slouch. You know, he was swinging back hard. Alex was seeing everything. He has a very, very good fight IQ, Alex. One thing I definitely knew from the gym and was happy to see, like, I'm still, like, I've talked about every day, just how proud of what we saw is what I knew could be. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was what it was going to be, but I knew it could be. And he stepped up, and I thought knocked it out of the park.